So basically you're saying that do our stars determine whether we become spiritual or not?
Mm.
Or can we ourselves act and become spiritual if you want to? Yes, see, we have to understand what the stars are. Mm. Basically, we all have done some karma in the past. We are souls. And we have done some karma in the past. And based on that, the reactions to that karma come in different phases. So if you consider karma to be like a tank, so at the start of our life itself, we get a major return from the karma. The family in which we are born, the complexion, the memory, the race, all those things, they do shape our life significantly. And some people born wealthy, some people born poor, all the difference. So now that is one installment of karma that we get right at the beginning. And then the remaining part of the remaining karma that comes during different stages in our life. So how in broad patterns that karma is going to come, that is indicated by the position of stars at one's birth. So it's not that the stars are conscious agents doing something to us.
Mm-hmm.
They are simply instruments.
Yes.
They are simply delivering our karma.
Yes.
So in that sense, what astrology offers us is like a weather forecast.
Yes.
So this time, rains are going to come. This time is going to be extremely hot. This time is going to be very cold.
Yes.
So like that, in this planet is Dasha, things are going to be like this. This planet Dasha is going to be like this. So it's basically like a weather forecast. Now, a weather forecast determines the weather. It does not determine my actions. So if, for example, it's going to be stormy, and that time I drink and drive, then I may meet with a terrible accident. So by the weather forecast, it's going to be stormy over there. The road is going to be slippery. But whether I drive cautiously or recklessly, or I decide not to drive at all that is up to me. So similarly, as the past karma, as is indicated by astrology, that indicates what is going to happen in our life. But how we react to it is up to us. Now there is a slight complication in this, in with respect to astrology, because what happens to us is not just external. It can also be internal. That means there are certain phases in our life when we might just become too worried. We might become too angry. We might become too lusty. We might get too tempted. Too many desires for drinking, desires for this, desire for that may come up. But still, although the desires are coming in, we don't have to necessarily act on them. We can say no. It's not easy, but it's possible. What? So the point which I'm making is that what happens to us is determined by destiny. How we respond to it is not determined by destiny. That is our free will. So, with respect to applying this principle to spirituality, see, by our past karma, our extent of spiritual interest or inclination will be determined.
Okay.
So, some people will be naturally interested in spirituality. I want to know what is this Bhagavad Gita, I want to know what is this chanting. They may have that interest. Some people may not have that interest. But say this is the spiritual level and this is a spiritually interested, spiritually mildly interested, spiritually apathetic. If we have like this, different levels. Somebody who is very spiritually interested, that person can go towards more spiritual growth more easily. Somebody who is not at all inclined, for that person to go towards spirituality is difficult. But such a person also, if they meet someone who is very spiritual and they associate with them, they like them. And through that person, the attraction may develop. The person can become spiritual. So our inclination is determined by our past. But the inclination alone does not determine the decision. It's like if the floor is inclined in a particular way, if the water falls on it and is allowed to go, it will go in that direction. Now if I want the water to go in that other direction, it can also go, but I'll have to push it consciously. So like that, our inclination is determined by our past, but our decision is still up to us. And if we bring in other factors like our intelligence, like our association, our own conscience, then through that we can act against our inclinations, and gradually we also, even if a person is not spiritually inclined, they can also, by spiritual association, by consciously exposing themselves to spirituality, they can also become spiritual.
Why about this question?